ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगता माह्यं ददाति स्वपथान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमो देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3। द टाइटल ऑफ द चैप्टर इज यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स। टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। एवं विमृश्य सुधियो भगवती अनन्ते सर्वात्मना विदधते कलौ भाव योगं ते मे न दण्डम् अर्हन्ति अथ यदि अमीषां स्यात् पातकं थ अपि हन्ति उरुघाय वादः। एवं विमृश्य सुधियो भगवति अनन्ते सर्वात्मना विदधते कलौ भावयोगम् तेमेन दण्डम् अर्हन्ति अत यदि अमिषाम् स्यात् पातकं तदभिहन्ति उरुघाय वादाः। एवं विमृश्य सुधियो भगवति अनन्ते सर्वात्मना विदधते कलौ भावयोगम् तेमेन दंडम अर्हन्ति आत यति अमिषाम स्यात् पातकं तदभिहन्ति उरुगाय बाधाः एवं विमृश्य सुधिया भगवति अनन्ते सर्वात्मना विदधते कलौ भावयोगम् ते मेन दण्डम् अर्हन्ति अतयति अमिषा स्यात् पातकं तदभिहन्य उरुगादिवाय एवं दस विमृश्य कंसिडरिंग सुधियाः दोस हुज इंटेलिजेंस इज शार्प भगवती अनटू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अनंते द अनलिमिटेड सर्व आत्मना विथ ऑल देयर हार्ट एंड सोल विदधते टेक टू कलौ इंडीड भाव योगम द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस थे सच पर्सन्स मे माय ना नॉट दंडम पनिशमेंट अर्हन्ति डिजर्व अतः देयरफॉर यदि इफ अमिषाम ऑफ देम स्यात् देयर इज पातकम सम सिनफुल एक्टिविटी थैट दैट अपी also hanti destroys urugaya vadah the chanting of the holy name of the supreme lord translation by Srila Prabhupada ki jai considering all these points therefore intelligent men decide to solve all problems by adopting the devotional service of chanting the holy name of the lord who is situated in everyone's heart and who is a mine of all auspicious qualities. Such persons are not within my jurisdiction for punishment. Generally, they never commit sinful activities, but even if by mistake or because of bewilderment or illusion, they sometimes commit sinful acts, they are protected from the sinful reactions because they always chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verse from the prayers of Lord Brahma, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, text number 29. Atha piteva padam bujadvaya prasadalesa anugrahita evahi jhanati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopichiran vichinvan. The purport is that even though one is very learned scholar of the Vedic Shastras, he may be completely unaware of the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his name, fame, qualities and so forth. Whereas one who is not a great scholar can understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he somehow or other becomes a pure devotee of the Lord by engaging in devotional service. Therefore, this verse spoken by Yamaraj says, Evam Vimrishya Sudhiyo Bhagavati. Those who engage in loving service of the Lord become Sudhiya, intelligent. But this is not so of a Vedic scholar who does not understand Krishna's name, form and qualities. A pure devotee is one whose intelligence is clear. He is truly thoughtful because he engages in the service of the Lord, not as a matter of show, but with love, with his mind, words and body. Non-devotees make a show of religion, but it is not very effective because although they ostentatiously attend a temple or church, they are thinking of something else. Such persons are neglecting their religious duty and are punishable by Yamaraj. But a devotee who commits sinful acts, which he may do unwillingly or accidentally because of his former habits, is excused. This is the value of Sankirtan movement. So Yamaraj continues his judgment actually. Because whatever the Yamaraj is now speaking, this is all like a Mahajana Yena Katasapanta. Because they all like Mahajans are speaking, like Lord Brahma speaking, Lord Shiva speaking, Yamaraj speaking. They are the authorities actually. Because we don't want to what the Google says, what the this says, that says. Okay, sometimes we do refer. But when this comes to the subject matter, the spiritual subject matter, we have to depend on the authorities, great authorities. One of them, Mahajan, is Yamaraj. Yamaraj is like another Mahajan. So, Dwadasa Mahajan, Yamaraj. So, this all the statements which he is making, we have to take it very seriously. Very serious. Because this is like a... this is for our benefit actually. All the statements what he is giving, because he is instructing, apparently he is instructing the Yamadutas. Even though he is instructing the Yamadutas, it is for our instruction only. Not for just, because Yamadutas don't have any problem, because they are the obedient servants of Yamaraj. And he is instructing in the context of Ajamil Upakhyana, so that how we should conduct our life, how we should mold our life in such a way that we do not have to have an interview with Yamaraj. This is what the whole point is here. Yamaraj is saying, considering all these points, therefore intelligent men decide to solve all problems. What are the problems, Hare Krishna? What are the problems? This is their main problems, main problem. So the intelligent person wants to solve the problem. An intelligent person, what he does? He tries to adjust. Oh, this is problem. This is part of the life. Everybody asks, this is a part of the life. Everything is part of the life only. We will adjust. They'll keep on adjusting till death and then finish. This is the problem. But intelligent person asks this question. Only intelligent person will ask this question. An intelligent person doesn't worry about, oh yes, all right. I'll finish this and then go and then the next life. But intelligent person, why am I going through all these things? Why am I suffering? Why these things are imposed upon me? He is only questioning. Intelligent person only can question that. An intelligent person, no, he doesn't. So that's why here the word used is, Sudhiyo. Sudhiyo, Srila Prabhupada translates that as whose intelligence is sharp. Sudhiya. Sumedha, because a similar Sumedha, Sumedha Saha. We study in that. Where is Sumedha Saha coming? Any idea? Where is Sumedha Saha coming? Yeah, Krishna Varnam Tushak Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshatam Yajnai Sankirtane Praye Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. Medha Saha. This is buddhi, this intelligence. So the person who has a brain substance, Srila Prabhupada always calls the brain substance, he uses this and he wants to find a problem, solution to the problems by adopting devotional service of chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart and who is a mine of all auspicious qualities. Because this is like a Supreme Lord, is called Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka. What is Uttama Sloka means? Krishna. That Uttama Sloka means one who is praised with the choicest poetry. Uttama Sloka. Sloka is poetry. Uttama means beyond darkness. So he is the one who is praised by the Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka Gunanu Varnan. Because this is like a, this is what we have, the whole life aim is for that only. But the Supreme Lord, he has wonderful qualities, auspicious qualities. So if you associate with them by chanting the holy name of the Lord, by remembering him, by rendering service to him, all auspiciousness will come upon us also. That's why Yashyasti Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvair Gunaistatra Samasateshura Hara Abhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna Mano Ratena Savidavato Bahi. Because the devotee means all the good qualities automatically come. Why they are coming? Because all the good qualities are in the Lord. But when you render service to the Lord, automatically some of the things are also, we are also getting that good qualities actually. And Srila Prabhupada says in this connection, there is a Srimad Bhagavatam verse. In this regard, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the wonderful verse, the Lord Brahma's prayers. Athapi deva patham bujadvaya prasada lesanu grihita evahi jhanati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. This is another Mahajan speaking. Because this is the by reading Srila Prabhupada's purports, we can read so much, because this all the quotations, these a lot Brahma's prayers are there. And I'll just read little bit in this where Prabhupada says about that sloka. It's a very interesting purport Prabhupada said here. Yeah. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Who is speaking? Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is speaking. And he said, and Prabhupada continues, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or his form, quality, or name, simply by mental speculation or by discussing Vedic literature. One must understand him by devotional service. When one is fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, beginning by chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then only can one understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Non-devotee impersonalists think that Krishna has a body made of this material nature, and that all his activities, his form and everything are Maya. These impersonalists are known as Mayavadis. They do not know the ultimate truth. So this is the way to approach Krishna. Because even if you get a little bit trace of mercy, you don't have to get tons and tons of mercy. You don't need that much. Even a trace of mercy of Krishna, if we can get, then we are able to understand all the Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, everything we can understand. Otherwise, there is no hope actually. There is no hope of understanding that. And it's mentioned, Srila Prabhupada says here, and whereas one is not a great scholar can understand, one who is not a great scholar can understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead if he somehow or other becomes a pure devotee of the Lord by engaging in devotional service. So sometimes the people study the Vedas. Last time we discussed, there is nothing wrong in the Vedas. Vedas is good only. Vedas is okay. So there is nothing wrong in the Vedas. Vedas is everything good only. But the problem is Vedas has many khandas. Karma khanda there, jnana khanda there, upasana khanda there. All the bhakti is also there in the Vedas. So sometimes what happens is we get sidetracked actually. When we go read Vedas and all these things, sometimes we think, oh, this is all Vedas, that's good. Let me just go. Then finally we end up in some Surga Loka, some Lokas, this Loka, that Loka. And then we forget the purpose of life. So Vedas, that is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita very clearly, what is the purpose of Vedas? Purpose of Vedas? Yes. Vedaischa sarvair, ahameva vedhyo. Vedaischa sarvair, ahameva vedhyo. Because if you are studying Vedas, what is the understanding you have to get? We have to know Krishna. If you don't know Krishna, then the whole idea of Vedas has become very difficult. Srila Prabhupada gives this example, like all the scholars, who is God? Everybody is thinking and they are like confused. And then Prabhupada asked this small girl, Saraswati, who is God? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's it. She is not a Vedic scholar, she is not a Upanishad scholar or anything, but she knows Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada said that your knowledge is complete, because that is what we have to understand. By understanding Vedas are like so many things are there. The Vedas, it's like it's a whole vast body of knowledge. But by understanding Vedas, we have to come to the conclusion, Vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyo. If we can come to the conclusion, then Veda is good. But if you come to the another conclusion, Krishna is body, is material, this is material, that no, I am also same, you are also same, this type of conclusion when we get, then that is not the perfection of Vedas. So that we have to be careful. And here, Srila Prabhupada says about Even though a person great, who is not a great scholar can understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if somehow or other becomes a pure devotee of the Lord by engaging in devotional service. Can anyone think of example of one devotee, or many devotees, may not be a scholar, but he became a great devotee of the Lord? Anyone? Can you think of? I am thinking of one, but you may be thinking of so many actually. That's why I am asking the question. Otherwise, like my knowledge also will improve actually. Otherwise, I will be thinking only one person only. Anybody? Any can think of one? I think of one, you think of one, like that.
Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj is a great devotee, but he was also a scholar. No? Like so, actually, you quote anyone from any name from Bhagavatam, that will fit the bill actually. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, will all fit the bill. I am thinking of one person. You are thinking of someone? Who? Mrigari, yeah, that's good. That's very good actually. Mrigari the hunter. A good quality because he was chanting only. Because he was killing, half killing. Narada Muni said, why are you doing half killing? Better kill full. No, my father has taught me like that. So yeah, that's good. Thank you. Mrigari the hunter. Even Valmiki also can fit into that bill. I was thinking of Sriranga Brahmana. Sriranga Brahmana, he was not a Vedic scholar. He was almost illiterate actually. But he was reading Bhagavad Gita and he was crying also. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because all the other Brahmanas were making fun of him. Because they are all, oh, Panditji, what are you reading? All these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went, he saw this Brahman and he is trying to read Bhagavad Gita and he is crying also. Then he said, what are you doing? Oh, my Guru Maharaj has asked me to read Bhagavad Gita, I am reading, but I don't have much knowledge. I can't understand Gita. But you are crying. Why are you crying? So he said, when I think of Krishna, the Bhagavan, he has become like an order carrier or chariot driver for his friend. I cannot control myself. I can't control that. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced. You have understood the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to understand how the Supreme Lord, he has become subservient to his devotee and he is not able to, he is so much overwhelmed by this feeling. So then he said, yes, you have understood Bhagavad Gita. So this is the way, even he was not a Vedic scholar, but even though he was not a Vedic scholar, but he has got the mercy of the Lord. But he had the proper bhava, proper understanding. So like this, there are so many things, like a Brahmana's wife. The Krishna Leela, the Brahmana's wife, they were not Vedic scholars, correct? They were Vedic scholars? Who were Vedic scholars then? Brahmana, the husbands of the two, they are the Vedic scholars. But what did they do when Krishna went and asked them? Or Krishna sent this cowherd boys, you go and ask for some food, what did they say? We are in the middle of sacrifice, we can't give you anything, correct? But they failed to understand. For whom the sacrifice is then? For Krishna, this is the problem. Someday Krishna is there, Krishna is standing right here, please give, oh, I'm doing sacrifice for Krishna. It doesn't make sense. So that is what we have to understand. Because when we, sometimes when we do Prabhupada says that, I'll just read the sloka. Prabhupada's purports are like a very, in the second chapter. Here. Yavanartha udapane sarvatah sampludodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. All purposes served by a small well can at once be served by a great reservoir of water. Similarly, all the purpose of the Vedas can be served to one who knows the purpose behind them. Prabhupada says in the purport, the rituals and sacrifices mentioned in the Karmakanda division of the Vedic literature are meant to encourage gradual development of self-realization. That is the purpose. Because sometimes people may question, why bhakti is supreme, why Krishna is talking about all the karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, ashtanga yoga, why Krishna has to talk about all of that? Directly say sarvadharman paritege, all the 700, only one sloka only you have to remember, all the 700 sloka you don't have to memorize also. Krishna could have said only one sloka, sarvadharman paritege, mamekam sharanam, that's it. Could have done that. Why Krishna didn't do that? Why Krishna didn't do that? Any idea? You should know. You are all scholars.
You should know why Krishna didn't do that. Krishna could have said only one, just this, my way or highway. You follow this, another way get lost. Krishna could have said that. Why he didn't do that? Yeah, Krishna knows, yes, correct. Krishna knows that not we are all in the same level. Not immediately, oh, ready, where is the feedback? Where is the chanting? How do I do all this? Not like that. Because we are all in a different levels actually. So Krishna knows there is a gradual development. Slowly, karma, yoga. First karma. First karma, and then karma, yoga, and then slowly jnana, yoga, and then you come to ashtanga, yoga. Then by the time you slowly go through all these things, then you come to bhakti. See, bhakti is not that, not everybody is immediately ready and just jumping up and down immediately when I am going to take bhakti. So it's not like that. So that is why Krishna is all encompassing. Krishna doesn't leave anyone. Oh, you have some interest in Veda, oh, you also come here. You are Karmakanda, you also come here. You are Jnanakanda, you also come here. Everyone come, but Krishna says that Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajete Purusham Param. Because you come here, but when you render devotional service, the process of devotional service is so pure, then automatically it will purify you. It purifies actually, the purifying agent. That is why this prayaschitta, we talk about prayaschitta, atonement. In devotional service, the prayaschitta is also built in. The prayaschitta is built into the system actually. What is the prayaschitta? Chanting Hare Krishna is the prayaschitta. Because when you do chanting Hare Krishna, Yasmare Pundari Kaksham Sa Bhakya Abhyantara Suchihi. Because when you think of Krishna, when you remember Krishna, what happens? Yasmaret only. Just remember Krishna, Pundari Kaksha, Sa Bhakya Abhyantara Suchi. External and internal, both will be cleansed actually. That is the speciality, by remembering Krishna's name. This is the purification happens. So that is why Prabhupada says here, the rituals and sacrifices mentioned in the Karmakanda division of the Vedic literature are meant to encourage gradual development of self-realization. And the purpose of self-realization is clearly stated in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 15.55. The purpose of studying the Vedas is to know Lord Krishna, the primeval cause of everything. So self-realization means understanding Krishna and one's eternal relationship with Him. The relationship of the living entities with Krishna is also mentioned in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The living entities are part and parcels of Krishna. Therefore, revival of Krishna consciousness by the individual living entity is the highest perfectional stage of Vedic knowledge. So that is what we are meant to do. By performing bhakti, we are reviving our original position. Jivera Swarupahoy Krishnera Nitya Das. That is our position. Our position is that. But when we forget that position, we are just loitering here. So going around. But when we understand we are part and parcel of Krishna, I am a servant of Krishna, then the journey comes to an end. And a different journey starts. Pure devotional life starts. And Srila Prabhupada quotes that from a sloka, Srimad Bhagavatam in the third canto. Oh my Lord, a person who is chanting the holy name, your holy name, although born of a low family, like that of a chandala, dog eater, is situated on the highest platform of self-realization. Such persons must have performed all kinds of penances and sacrifices according to the Vedic rituals and studied the Vedic literatures many, many times. After taking his bath in all the holy places of pilgrimage, such a person is considered to be the best of the Aryan family. Because the Krishna name is so wonderful, it will not come. It will not come easily. That means Krishna name is coming means already the prerequisites are already met. That is why Krishna name is coming. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visiting Varanasi, all these the sannyasis, they were all chanting different names. But Krishna name was not coming out of their mouth actually. Because this is will not come. Because if you have to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna's name, you have to have that. That is why it's not exaggeration. Sometimes people say, oh, see that the person has chanting Hare Krishna means already studied way. The Shastra will not tell any lies actually. Shastra is Pramana. So he says, he is already performed all the sacrifices, all the holy bath, everything he has done. That is why now in this life he has come to take up the process of Krishna consciousness. All these children, like they are very wonderful. Because now for us to take the Krishna consciousness, it took 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it may be. But for them, 5 years, 2 years, 3 years. How it is possible? How it is possible they took up so early? Because this is like Krishna says that. Prapta punya kritan lokan ushitva saswata samai suchinam shrimatam gehe yoga brashta vijayate. Because they all perfected the life in a previous lifetime. Now they have come here in a devotional family to continue their thing. That is why Srila Prabhupada says these children are given, they are like a, Krishna has given these children and now we have to give them, yes, they are going to school, material education, prasadam, everything they are getting, and also they have to get this spiritual knowledge. So when we give the spiritual knowledge, then one time we'll go away, but the knowledge will remain with them actually. Because we are not going to stay here for, they become like 100 years or something. Our time will come, we have to pass away. But when we give them the knowledge, when we give them the understanding, then it becomes, their life also becomes perfect. So that is why it is our duty also as a grahasthas. Yes, we have to look after the children. Yeah, that is another service actually. Looking after the children also another service. It's not like it's not a botheration. It is a service. But why is it a service? Because we have taken charge of the spiritual life. Like spiritual master take charge of the disciple because they are looking after the spiritual well-being. The same way we have to look after the material well-being and also we have to look after the spiritual well-being. So Srila Prabhupada continued that context, the Prakashananda Saraswati, one of the leading, he was the head of the sannyasis, he was asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are looking like, you are as effulgent as Narayan. Prabhupada writes in the purport, Prakashananda Saraswati is a Vedic scholar, sannyasi, so he could understand by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an ordinary person. He is saying, you are as effulgent as Narayan, and you are a sannyasi, you are supposed to study the Vedic, Vedanta. Vedanta, but you are like a common man. You are like a, why you are chanting and dancing like a very, this type of behavior is not. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes this this thing, like in the, when Prakashananda Saraswati says that, then he says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Prakashananda Saraswati, my dear sir, kindly hear the reason. My spiritual master considered me a fool and therefore he chastised me. This is like Guru More Murka Deki Korila Shasan. Guru More Murka Deki Korila Shasan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my Guru Maharaj said, you are a fool, you don't meddle with this all the Vedas and other things, you just chant. Like then he says, मूर्ख तुमी तुम्हारा नहीं का वेदांत अधिकार कृष्ण मंत्र जप सदा ये मंत्र सारा. So he says, you are a fool, he said, you are not qualified to study the Vedanta philosophy and therefore you must always chant the holy name of Krishna. This is the essence of all mantras or the Vedic hymns. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just like putting himself in our position. He is thinking, like sometimes people are a little bit proud, I am a Vedantist, I am a Vedanti. But Vedanti means you have to, Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedhyo. We have to understand, I am a Vedanti means I should know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only I am a Vedanti, otherwise nothing. Prabhupada calls that armchair philosophy, armchair speculative philosophy. No use. You study Vedas, you do all this big bhashan, big this thing, but at the end of the day you have not understood Krishna. So there is no meaning to all of that. So we have to, yes, we are not deriding Vedas. Vedas are very important because they were Veda Narayana Sakshat. The Yamadutas only say, Veda Narayana Sakshat. Because they are all, Vedas are directly emanating from the Narayan, Supreme Lord. So and we have to, that if you understand that and the purpose behind the Vedas, then the thing will be successful. Prabhupada continues in the purport, therefore the verse spoken by Yamaraj, Evam Vimrishya Sudiyo Bhagavati. Those who engage in the loving service of the Lord become sudhiya, intelligent. But this is not a case of a Vedic scholar who does not understand Krishna's name, fame and qualities. A pure devotee is one whose intelligence is clear. Sumedha. He is truly thoughtful because he engages in the service of the Lord, not as a matter of show. Because the devotional service is not, devotee does not do devotional service like I am going to get this. No, not like that. He does devotional service as a matter of love and affection, as a matter of duty. This is like Krishna, you have given everything. It is like a small, humble offering from my side. That's it. Devotee doesn't think that, okay, I am performing devotional service, Krishna, you have to do blah, blah, blah. No. what is main business is like, this is my duty as a servant, I am to render devotional service. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when the Hussain Shah, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was surprised actually. I have to give so much salary, I have to give so many things, then only people listen to me. But here I find the people do render so much service, you are not giving them any money or anything, but still you are performing, these people are performing so much service, you may be Allah, you are God. That is why people, because otherwise how people, because here like people render devotional service, how many people, because they come, they only take prasadam. That is their, devotees are very good actually, devotees are very good, because when their prasadam comes, whatever the time, prasadam time, everything they know, exactly, before even Krishna knows, they know, oh, okay, that's it, bell has rung, so they know what is next, everything they will know. So that's it, their only expectation is simple actually, just Krishna prasad, that's it, they are very, very happy. So, and there is no expectation. So that is what devotional service means. Anya vilashita sunyam, jnana karmati anavritam, anukulena krishna anusilanam, bhakti rupasi uttama bhakti. That's it actually. So that is what we have to, we may not be in the same level. Because like Dhruva Maharaj didn't start with uttama bhakti. He started with some bhakti. He wanted some kingdom bigger than his father's kingdom. But what happened to Dhruva Maharaj? I'm just, this is just testing, na? Whether you are following or you are somewhere in a different world. Na? Like I'm just checking only. What happened, Dhruva Maharaj? Yes, but then how it suddenly attracted to Lord Vishnu? No, he appeared, but before that what happened? See, he wanted to go to the forest to see God. Because the connection with the God, the devotee has to be there. Because what happens is Dhruva Maharaj had a desire, I want to have a kingdom. But Mother Suniti, she gave God is in the forest, you go and meditate. So then he had a great determination, I want to see God. So Krishna, very, very merciful, oh, you have made so much determination to see me, even though for something material, doesn't matter. So he sent Narada Muni. Narada Muni comes and then Narada Muni guides him. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then 6 months time he had darshan of Lord Vishnu. That is the beauty. So connection with the Lord will not happen automatically. We have to have some connection with the devotee, has to be there. That's why today we are sitting here. We are very fortunate because of Srila Prabhupada and the followers of Srila Prabhupada. That is why we are here. Otherwise it is very difficult. So Prabhupada says in the purport, a pure devotee, one whose intelligence is clear, he is truly thoughtful because he engages in the service of the Lord, not as a matter of show, but with love, with his mind, words and body. Mano vakkaya. Everything is engaged in the service of the Lord. Then that person does not have any material this thing. Non-devotees may make a show of religion, but that is not very effective, because although they ostentatiously, Prabhupada's English, see, ostentatiously attend a temple or church. I had to look at the dictionary, because these words we don't use that often. So ostentatiously means like a pretension, they're not pretension. Attend a temple or church, they are thinking of something else. Such persons are neglecting their religious duty and are punishable by Yamaraj. So Yamaraj is saying very categorically, who is punishable, who is not punishable. And Yamaraj's prescription is, you take to devotional service. This is a prescription by Yamaraj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Brahmaji and Lord Shiva. Everybody's prescription. If this prescription of all the Mahajans, which other prescription you want to take? We don't want to take other prescription, some other prescription. See, this Karmakanda prescription, Jnanakanda prescription. What do you want to take? Here it says very clearly, this is the prescription. And this prescription is confirmed by Lord Krishna in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, last sloka. Does anyone remember what is that 8th chapter, last sloka? No? Okay. Vedeshu yajyeshu tapascha saiva dhaneshu yat punya palam pratishtam atyedi tat sarvam idam viditva yogi paramsthanam upaiti chadhyam. This is the last conclusion of 8th chapter. Lord Krishna says, a person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results. This is derived from the studying of the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, but at the end, he reaches the supreme eternal abode. See, look at the beauty, na? Prabhupada says in the purport, in one shot, you get everything actually. If you perform Karmakanda, you only go to the Swarga Loka, that Loka, this Loka. You perform this, you go to Makara Loka, Sujana Loka. But by performing devotional service, you get the benefit of charity, Vedic study, this, that, everything. And plus, this is like a, what is it? The top of the icing, what is it? Cream. Icing on the cake. Yeah. Everything you get, and you get finally you go back home, back to Godhead. That guarantee is not for any other process. Jnanakanda, no guarantee. Karmakanda, no guarantee. Dhyanakanda, no guarantee for that. But when devotional activity, bhakti, there is so much guarantee that you get all of the benefits also. That is why we should not have any doubt or any kind of apprehension. Oh, I am not performing. I have not studied Vedas. I have not studied Puranas. I have not studied Itihas. Nothing to worry. Already we are studying Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Vedanta, Sara. Srimad Bhagavatam is Vedanta Sara. So if you read that, automatically you have studied that. Automatically you have studied. Actually, Prabhupada is so merciful. He quotes from, okay, this is from Mundaka Upanishad, this is from Swetasvatara Upanishad, this is Gopala Tapani. Everything Prabhupada quotes actually. So when you read Prabhupada's books, you don't have to read separately Veda, separately Upanishad, separately Itihasa. You don't have to do anything actually. This is like a becoming spiritual like made easy. Like you just read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything is there. All the purports. No? Like, can you see Prabhupada, any purport, no? Immediately he quotes Bhagavatam like that. Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is quoted like that. So, everywhere, cross-reference. That is when study also, we have to study like that. Not that, oh Prabhupada says something, oh, Prabhupada might have said something. But no, Prabhupada said something, we have to go there and we have to find out what Prabhupada said. Because Prabhupada spent so much time for giving this, dictating the purports. So we don't have to write purports now, we have to read purports only. We just read and then try to understand in what context Prabhupada is saying, how we can appreciate it to some degree. We may not be able to appreciate everything. That way we have to, that is called scrutinizingly studying. Not like a gone, pages have gone, chapters have gone, cantos have gone. No, not like that. Even you do one chapter also, one sloka also, even half a sloka also, you just understand the purpose, understand the purport of. Sometimes people fond of reading slokas only. I told them, no, you don't read any, so number of slokas you can read, but read sloka and purport also. Purport is more important than sloka, one sense, because Prabhupada's ecstasy is actually. So we have to read like that. And says the Yamaraj, such persons are neglecting their religious duty are punishable by Yamaraj. But a devotee who commits sinful acts which he may do unwillingly or accidentally because of his former habits is excused. Where Krishna says that? Hare Krishna? These questions are meant for not the Mataji or Pitaji actually, because the Mataji and Pitaji know everything actually. They know all the answers. Because the questions are being targeted so that at least you will get little bit of interest to read that. That is the only thing. Not for anything, not to find fault or, oh, you didn't know the sloka, I know the sloka. Not like that. Because the way it is, like you are spending half an hour, 45 minutes here, so somehow you have to have this, because children, like school, they ask, children raise the hand, I know, same, you have to know. When Krishna says that I will protect my devotee will not be vanquished, immediately we should know that what is that sloka. Because why I am saying, because these slokas will be helpful in our life. When you are in difficulty, then Krishna, oh, Krishna says that, apichetu duracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag, sadureva samantavya samyak vavisito hi saha. So, that sloka will give you the full solace at that point in time. Because what is the purpose of, see, this is not like another some movie song or cinema song we are reciting. Not like that. Because by reciting this prayer, Krishna is giving the guarantee. The whole Bhagavad Gita is a book of guarantee only. Wherever Krishna says guarantee, ma sucha, Maasucha. This is everywhere Maasucha only Krishna. This is Sarvadharman Paritaja. There also Maasucha. It's like a, don't worry about this. This Janma Karma Chame Devyam Evam Yoveti Tatva Tektva Deham Punar Janma. Everywhere you go, you keep on counting 1, 2, 3 like that. So many guarantees in Bhagavad Gita. Why Krishna is giving the guarantee? Look at Krishna's attraction. Krishna wants to bring us, but we are so stubborn that Krishna, you keep on telling something, I will keep on doing my things. No, that is our problem. We have to, Krishna is taking some effort. Why can't you put little bit effort from your side and Krishna will grab you actually? So that's what Krishna says then. Apichetsu durachara bhajate mam ananyabhag sadureva samantavya. Krishna says, even my devotee, even if he commits some apparently some abominable activity, still he is considered to be a saintly. Why he is saintly? Because from a, this is like a two ways you have to think, not only one way only. We have to think, the other way also. From a Krishna's point of view, we have to think, and we have to think from the devotee point of view, we have to think also. So Krishna says that because Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Saswasantim Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanehi Name Bhakta, he will quickly become righteous. Why he has become righteous? Already the process of devotional service. He is Ananyabhak. Ananyabhak is. Ananyabhak means if he is engaged in devotional service, even though if there is a little bit of deviation, little bit of detour there, it's not a problem. But that should not be taken as I am doing this, I am chanting Hare Krishna, I am entitled to do some little bit of nonsense. No, then that is become nama prarth actually. Then that is not allowed. What is allowed is, because of our past habits or past this thing, because of whatever the conditions, accidental fall down. This is for not for a premeditated fall down. A Saturday evening, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, I'm going to fall down. Like I'm working on that fall down. That is, Krishna is not referring to that type of fall down. Krishna is referring to some accidental fall down may happen, because we are part of the material world. We have been living here for eons, so there can be some disturbance can be there. So Krishna is saying, and that is why Yamaraj is saying, a devotee who commits sinful activities which may do unwillingly or accidentally because of his former habits is excused. Yamaraj says, don't go near that person. In another place, Yamaraj is going to say, where the holy name is chanted, you don't go near that place only. Tomorrow's verse. See, I didn't read that sloka, because one place Yamaraj says, you don't go to the place where the holy name is chanted, where the devotees are glorifying, and that place, that is not your place actually. You don't go to that place, you go to the different place, the wrong address, you come to the wrong address to collect actually. So that is why, and also, this, I'll just conclude with this, in Bhaja Govindam, there is one nice verse saying, Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita Sakratapi Yena Murari Samarcha Kriyate Tasya Yame Na Sarcha. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita, even little bit of Bhagavad Gita you read. Doesn't matter, you don't have to read volumes and volumes, even little bit of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita, even little bit of Ganges water, Charanamrita. Little bit is also good. Charanamrita, Ganges water. Sakrutapi yena murari samarcha. Even little bit of discussion about Krishna, murari. If you can do that, then that person does not have to have an interview or any meeting with the Yamaraj. That means he does not have to go to the Yamaraj. Yamaraj is like your journey is to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. You don't have to meddle with all the Yamadutas and all this. The hellish planets, that is not our business. So here opportunity is given for us. So when we take to devotional service, then we are, but we have to remember, not that devotee will not die or something. Devotee will die, but the problem is the body will die and the devotee will go back to God. So I'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments, and please, Hare Krishna. Yes, Ramanujacharya. I just sent the email in the morning only. Because I know the question will come, that is why I said, before coming only I said. Yeah, Ramanujacharya is a great acharya of Sri Vaishnava Acharya. Another 1 hour you can speak about Ramanujacharya. So much information there. But what I want to say is, like, Srila Prabhupada is so much, wherever Prabhupada, we have to understand on the authority of Srimad Ramanujacharya. Because anything Prabhupada quotes, he quotes Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya is a great acharya of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. And one nice pastime, I'll just say that, because Srimad Ramanujacharya's guru, he gave him the mantra, saying that this mantra is very, very special mantra. This will take you, that will take you back to the Vaikuntha. But you should keep it as a secret actually. Yeah? So he told Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, after getting this mantra, he went to that whole top of this the temple, and then everybody, please everyone come.
please now I have to give you this mantra which is going to deliver all of you. He gave. So then the guru became very angry. What do you think? Like you are guru's word, you are not listening. So that means you will go to hell. Then Ramanuja said, yes, I may go to hell, but all these people will go to Vaikuntha. So that means that is the mood. You know, we have to see Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada, Chaitanya. The mood we have to see how they are glorious. They are not interested in their well-being. They are interested in the well-being of all the citizens actually. So Amalajacharya that way is a great acharya. We can read that the whole life of attached a PDF file also, life of Srila Ramanujacharya. You can read that this thing. So he's one of the acharyas of the Vaishnavism. Prabhupada quotes, gives so much regard for Ramanujacharya. On the many places he writes, on the authority of Srimad Ramanujacharya we have to accept this, like that. So thank you, Prabhupada. Any questions? Any other comments? Okay. No problem. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki Jai, Srila Ramanuja Acharya ki Jai.